BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily. Alice Levine on Real or No Real. Are you in a group chat on WhatsApp or Facebook and it's getting out of hand? An accidental Bombalayo Wednesday on Radio 2. And what's wrong with ordering pancakes in?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Stop waving at me, you're weird.
It's just a flappy hand, isn't it?
I hate waving, it's weird. Isn't waving weird?
Just have a discussion about this. When you really think about it, it is odd.
The more you do it, it's like...
You do a lot of waving. You've really mastered it, because you smile and wave, you know, for money in a lot of different places, don't you?
What are you on about?
You know what I mean? Like,
you smile and wave in a lot of places. There was a lot of smiling and waving on Strictly, actually.
Yeah.
I mastered it then, I think. Look, I'm waving at you.
And the lottery and stuff like that.
All the way. I didn't wave on the lottery.
You did. You went, hello, I'm Scott Mills.
You don't wave. Waving's weird. Think about it. Anyway, hi. Good afternoon. It's Wednesday and this is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Going to be good today. Me and Clara Amfo are going to scale the official chart update together at 3:30. Alice Levine is playing Real or No Real. A lot of comment yesterday on the Greg James innuendo bingo. It was a good one. Video's doing well for itself on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Put Radio 1 into YouTube and you can see Greg James in just a pair of shorts. Oh, and a rugby top. Very short shorts yesterday.
Too short.
It's all right. We've all seen it before, Greg. But it was getting quite a lot of comments in about his legs on yesterday's show.
Wow, does Greg shave his legs? Suspiciously smooth. There's Craig in Folkestone.
I do, that's what I was doing last week.
Yep, shaving your legs.
Yeah. That pan up.
Pan up, love.
Pan down to the... Get up! Hey!
Oh, and this is the BBC, this sicko.
Having a slight go at the cameraman there for mostly just showing his legs. Pan up! Pan the camera up!
Do you reckon before too long Greg will have an Instagram or a Twitter account just about his legs?
It's probably already happened.
Greg's legs.
It was a good one though, very wet.
We're going over to You and Yours on Radio 4 from earlier in the week. We do like to dot around lots of different types of shows.
Yeah, sure.
And this is a discussion about what David Beckham used to do when he was younger. I think possibly before he met Victoria.
A good example of what Craig was just saying, because Mr. Beckham was noted as playing with his Taj Mahal to de-stress.
We've since found out what that was. It was, he used to be a big fan of Lego.
Yes.
It was his Lego Taj Mahal that Beckham used to play with as a child. Just in case you want to know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Check out the Greg James innuendo bingo video on YouTube now. Yep. Hello, Rain and Vicky, listening at work. Rain is going travelling to Canada today, so it's the last one he's going to experience for a while.
Last what?
Bumbleo Wednesday.
Of course, it's that day.
Also, Ben and Darby is so looking forward to a bit of Bumbleo later. I'll let you know when.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I ask, what was going on last night with you? So, pancake night.
Hmm. What?
Did I see right in seeing you got yours delivered?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Only you.
What?
Who gets pancakes delivered for Pancake Day? That's not right.
It's just like getting a pizza delivered.
It's not like getting a pizza delivered
at all.
No, it's not.
You're just jealous because they didn't come to your area.
Only you would get pancakes delivered on Pancake Day.
Well, I figured that it saves me making them and getting them really wrong.
Right.
So I saw on Twitter last night this company in London, and I saw someone else had got pancakes delivered to their...
Celebrity, obviously.
No, not at all. Someone got it delivered to their work. And I was like, oh, type in my postcode, see if they come to my area. Bosh. An hour later, there they were.
Your pancakes were delivered. But
beautiful.
Do you not feel any shame in not tossing your own?
No.
Like, do you not think that it's a really weak thing to do?
Do you feel... any kind of shame when you don't make your own pizza? Or maybe your own Chinese of an evening?
No one will agree with you with this.
It is. It's
surely.
The same. If it's a delivery food,
Do you feel no shame that I don't make my own pizza?
Hmm.
It's not the same.
All right, it's the same thing. Exactly
Chinese.
The same.
It's not the same.
Go on, then. Make your Chinese from scratch.
It's a pancake, Mills. It's
battery
stuff.
Yeah, but they were the best pancakes.
I mean, I saw your attempts on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, you did toss it well.
I did.
You caught it in the pan.
Thank you.
But mine were thick and lush. Do you know what I'm saying?
You're so weird.
It was, I mean, I could not have made a pancake like that.
Right.
It was quite incredible.
I agree you would struggle, but I just find it incredible that you would go and get them delivered.
I was actually going to bring you one in today to taste. I don't know whether you can reheat them. But it kind of congealed a bit in the fridge overnight, so I thought better of it.
You're wrongin'.
Is that wrong?
Yes.
Right, this company also deliver, like, Chinese.
Yeah, I get that.
They deliver Thai, they deliver pizza, but then yesterday they were also doing pancakes, and I just went in.
Do they deliver you ice? Do they deliver you a cup of water?
No. They did have the chocolate sauce in little cups.
You're so weird. The Scott
Mills Daily. See, this is exactly the kind of reason why I didn't do my own pancakes yesterday, just to back myself up. Jamie on the M6 had a first date yesterday. They make pancakes, and he felt that he had to impress and do a double toss. Instead, accidentally threw her frying pan in her house and broke her £400 glass oven hood.
What's a double toss? Is that two consecutive tosses?
Yeah.
Like the pancake hits the pan, then straight
then
back up,
back over. Over.
A double flip in the air, which I did attempt yesterday, but couldn't get anywhere near that.
Yeah, well, I couldn't even do a single
one. Do you
know how
much height you'd have to get on it for it to flip over twice in the air?
Yeah, not going to happen. Everyone's like, well, not everyone. Some people are like, oh, pancakes delivered. You've changed. Oh, how the other half live. Oh, celebrities. This is a service open to absolutely everybody.
Oh, is it? It's not one of your celebrity-only services.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Don't tar me with that. They also do Chinese food, Thai food, pizza, and yesterday they had a special offer on pancakes. That's what I took.
I think we need to do a normal or not Scott Mills special.
I don't think
just,
we do.
Just to check.
You know that I'm normal.
Think of it like an MOT for yourself.
Right, have you ever had cupcakes delivered? There we are, it's the same as that.
I don't think I have. I mean, what's become clear is Scott Mills can have anything delivered.
It's not true.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Will you deliver me this?
I've tried this before because no one delivers a Sunday roast. I've tried it. No, it's just not out there. Start that up quick. There's a business idea. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, apparently we need to move to either Barnsley, Brighton, Huddersfield or Southend. They all do Sunday roast delivery services.
It seems a good business opportunity, though.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
If it's not happening in your area, then absolutely yes, Chris, go for it. But you'll have to cook them all, though. Disciples, they don't know. I'm Radio 1.
I got something I want to share with you, Mills.
Go.
Potentially, I don't think it's damaging. I don't think I need to bring my friend Fernando in on this one.
Okay, well, so he's sitting this one out today.
He is, yeah. He's busy. Basically, I'm part of a Facebook group at the moment.
Mm.
And I don't know if you have this, but it happens with WhatsApp a lot. You get added to a group. Let's say an event's being planned, something like that. You'll get added into this one group, and it's quite hard to leave.
I know that when we were on the Strictly Come Dancing tour, all of the girls, the girl celebs and the girl dancers, were on a WhatsApp group together.
Yeah.
And I really would love to know what was said on that group, because I reckon just probably having a bit of a bitch about the boys.
Well, that's the thing. There's some that you really want to infiltrate, or there's some that you are kind of signed up to because people can add you to the groups, but that you don't really want to be part of, and you end up getting loads of notifications.
So many.
Now, I'm not saying that this is the case, but basically my girlfriend is part of one of these groups. They are always talking on it. They'll talk about all sorts on there, from what they're having for dinner to various other topical issues.
Do you ever feel that maybe they could do a bit more work?
I don't Okay.
They've all got jobs, right?
Yeah. I've got to be very careful what I say.
Sure,
here
okay, yeah,
reasons,
sorry.
Okay?
Just saying I said that.
Last time my friend Fernando talked about a similar situation, it all went off.
Okay.
So they're all part of a group. That's all going fine. But basically, because we've ended up kind of going along to the same birthday parties and events and stuff like that, a load of the boyfriends of that group have sort of formed a bit of a group in themselves now, because, you know, we always see each other at the same events.
Oh, so it's like a breakaway group just for boyfriends.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I'm now part of a Facebook group, which is all just the boyfriends of that group of girls. So the only way we're kind of bound is because we all go out with one of the girls from that group.
So the group is boyfriends of the girls in that group of
friends. Yes, that's happening. And I'm part of it.
What about if one of them gets dumped?
But this is what I wanted to ask here, is I don't really know what the etiquette is. I don't want to leave because that would suggest that there's something wrong in the relationship or something like that.
Yeah, you can't leave now.
But also, and it would look incredibly bad in front of everyone else. But also, what does happen if the worst comes to worst, and I don't want this to happen,
no.
But let's say one of the couples broke up.
Yes.
Now,
in the group.
Is it up to me to evict them from the group?
Well, that's the thing, you see, because you are all bound by the group of girls. You're just the boyfriend of the girls. Who run the world, girls? So if one of the blokes gets dumped, it's them that's going to have to leave the group, not the girl.
It just feels to me that I'm part of a tricky group. And I know this happens a lot, like you were saying, with the WhatsApp group, with the Strictly girls.
And you feel you can't really leave.
I've been put into it. And it's not that I want to leave, I'm not saying that, but I'm just now concerned that at some point there's going to be issues with this group.
It's going to get out of hand.
I kind of foresee it.
I know what you mean. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Zara in Sheffield says, my flat at uni have a group chat, and when two people dropped out and moved out of the flat, we just got rid of them out of the chat straight away. Oof. All right, sister. Stephanie, good afternoon.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm right. You on half term this week?
Yeah, teaching practice half term.
Oh.
Not still in school.
So where do you go to uni?
In Bristol.
And where are you now?
Maidenhead.
But it's not really a week off, is it?
Not really. I'm sat here planning.
Yeah, always planning.
Planning.
Classic teacher excuse that. What are you really doing?
Looking through Twitter.
Well, yes!
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so we're talking about these Facebook or WhatsApp groups that you are part of. But possibly it's got a bit out of hand.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I was put in a Facebook group chat with my now ex-boyfriend and his friends about a year ago.
All right, so this is when you were going out together, was it?
Yeah.
So that's quite normal. When you're going out with him, you're just in a group with his mates chatting and him.
Yeah, maybe you were setting up a holiday or something. Would it be... There must have been a reason why you set up the group.
That's exactly what we're doing. Planning a holiday to Cornwall.
Right.
Right, so you're planning a holiday, yeah? Okay, on this group.
Yeah. And so we went on that holiday, and then a few months down the line, because other group events kept happening, I was still part of the group, but he'd broken up with me.
Oh, so he'd broken up with you?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
About September.
And are you still in the group now?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, does he realise that you're still in the group?
Yeah, the
funny
thing about it...
Hang on a sec, I'm a bit confused.com. So you're in a Facebook group with your ex-boyfriend and his mates.
Yeah, not the one.
But he dumped you.
Yeah.
But you are still in that group and nobody really knows you're there anymore.
Yeah.
So you're just watching.
Pretty much just spying on them. So now I'm just like, do I leave it now or do I don't know.
You're not sure whether to leave?
No.
Yeah, you've got a tricky dilemma. It is like someone leaving a room. Because, Scott, what happens is, I don't know if you know this, but when you leave the group, it will say, so-and-so has left the conversation.
Uh-huh.
Are you... By the way, you're not upset talking to us right now, are you? Or have you just got a cold?
No, I've just got a cold.
Oh, okay. Okay, right. That's all right,
I find it all rather funny, actually.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure, because I wasn't sure if you were going emo there for a second. Mm. All fine.
Just a cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though that would have been great for ratings. Joking.
So you don't know what you want to do. You don't know whether you should leave this conversation or not.
Well, I think I've left it too late to actually leave it.
Why?
Because it's like, this happened about 5 months ago now.
Yeah.
But you're a sleeper on it now.
Yeah, you're a sleeper in the group. You're just watching.
I don't think they realise that I'm still part of it. So I'll just, spy on them.
Is there anything that's been said on there when they don't realise that you're a part of it that you're like, okay then?
No, not yet.
Hmm. Well, just keep watching.
Probably after this conversation.
Yeah, maybe. But they're talking on it. So this is an active group. This isn't a dormant group.
Not really.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Every time there's a group event, they put the details and stuff on it for it.
No. But nothing really juicy yet?
No.
What about, and I hate to go there with you with this, but the ex-boyfriend, he's not added, say, a new girlfriend to the group, is he?
No, he doesn't have one. But he's got... two ex-girlfriends that are part of the group.
What? How's that happen?
It's like a harem.
Is this an exes group? Is the subject title on it exes?
No, it's someone and friends. He was friends with these people before he went out with them, and then he stayed friends with them.
Okay.
But were they exes before you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you accept it. When you joined the group, you're like, right, I'm joining this group, but there's exes involved.
And now you're one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, that was cold.
But you're fine about this now, are you?
Yeah.
Over it. Over it.
Here's what I'm thinking, Scott. Steph said, what can she do about it? And as you're now saying, she's over it, right?
Yeah.
But I think if you're going to leave that conversation, you've got to leave in style.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Did he break up with you, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So I think you need to leave in the most spectacular way possible.
Proper sassy. Because whatever you write in that, or whatever picture you put up, it will then, and then when you leave, it will then say, Steph has left the conversation. Okay, uh-huh. That will be your final thing. So make it, you know, go out with a bang.
Yeah.
I'm thinking with this, what you need to do is just write something really sassy. Mm. You know, like Kelly Clarkson lyrics or something.
Maybe not that.
Probably too far.
Or maybe song lyrics, like Chris does sometimes at 3 a.m.
Yeah. In fact, the worst thing you could do is do this at 3 a.m. It's better that we do this now, together.
Can you make sure it includes at least one fingernail emoji?
Yeah.
I think you're in a great position here, right? Because you are getting all the gossip and they've kind of forgotten that you're in the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a sleeper agent.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is good. This is like MI5 stuff.
So I think you've got a choice here. Either you just stay there and just pick up all the goss, or we create a sassy message and then you leave and get out of there.
Mm. Almost an EastEnders style. That's what I'm thinking. Imagine the drums afterwards.
Good old Duff moment.
What would you prefer?
I think the sassy message is probably the better way to go.
Oh, really? Okay. All right, well, let's open it up there. 8 double 1 double 9. We need one sass message and then she's out. Maybe you've done this before and you felt really good afterwards if you left the group. It just needs to be one kind of short, sharp message and then bye-bye. Let us know if you've got any ideas. 8 double 1 double 9. Thanks, Steph.
That's all right.
As soon as I get some in that are good, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of sassy messages coming in for how Steph leaves the conversation. She's been watching her and her ex-boyfriend and their friends for 5 months. Just like a sleeper there, just watching the messages, not even commenting.
There's a fair few suggestions coming in. Yeah. A few people saying song lyrics are good. Song lyrics from Swifty or a Lily Allen song.
Yeah, I also quite like, I can't even see you.
Yeah, great shout.
Copyright Ariana Grande.
Oh, this is a great one. Kingsley suggests, go Gemma Collins in the situation.
What do you mean?
You ain't ever going to get this candy.
Hang on, let me find it.
I mean, that is the way to go.
Do you remember when we told Emma Stone about this and she was obsessed?
She loved it.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
That's the one.
Or someone else suggests, just put a simple goodbye, peasants.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're talking about that amazing moment when someone leaves a WhatsApp group and there's high drama because it says so-and-so has left the group. Mm. Dun, dun, dun. Sarah, someone's done this to you, haven't they? Who was it?
It was my mum.
What?
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
She actually just left. And the worst thing is she asked me to delete her from the group.
What group is it?
She didn't have to do it herself. It was a family group with me, my brothers, a few aunts and uncles. And it wasn't even frequent messages. And she was probably the worst offender on it because she used to post at like 6 a.m.
Saying what?
Just sometimes just a photo of the dog or something like that.
Sure.
Just like, good morning.
That's well annoying. That early in the morning as well.
No exaggeration. And then one day she just said that she just had enough of it and she wanted to leave. And I was like, I can mute it for you because leaving is quite rude. Mm. And she was like, no, I just want out. I want to leave it. And I was like, okay. Are you sure? And she just gave me a phone and was like, yeah, take me out of this message. So I did it, and it just said, Mum has left the group.
Whoa,
and
then, burn.
Sassy mum.
My brother just, like, screenshotted it and sent it, like, why has Mum left the family? Like, what's happened?
It's the modern-day equivalent of her walking out.
Yes, it is.
I know. Well, that's what I said to her. I was like, you don't realise that you need to say something. And she was just... She just doesn't understand. I was like, it's not like group text etiquette just to walk out. Like, you wouldn't walk out of a room without saying bye. And she's like, I just don't care.
I want out.
She just didn't get it. And I was like, if only I could be that ruthless, like on loads of messages. And so just sitting there being like, oh, do I want the awkward scene bye message? But, you know, Mum just doesn't care.
Are you part of any other group that you kind of wish that you could be out of?
I don't find it that annoying. I don't mind group messages so much. It's more the seen by part of group messages that I hate. When someone puts a question in and you're like, oh, I don't really want to answer it. But you have to, because they'll know if you've looked at it. You can't just ignore a question.
True that.
Yeah, so my mum is just the ruthless one who, I don't know, I just wish I could be more like that. But, yeah.
Don't mess
with her.
Too
conscious of the rules.
I feel we should leave this conversation.
You're so rude.
That is quite
rude. Do not know any of the etiquette about group messages.
Yeah.
Feel, you know, it's kind of known. It's the norm not to just leave. You wouldn't just walk out of a room without saying bye. I hope not.
Chris Stark has left the group.
Wow. Okay, he's that's
gone.
Fine.
He's gone.
Just gone. Whatever.
Scott Mills has left the group.
See, this is horrible for the person who's just left. They don't know. See? That's fine. Do you know what? I'll just leave the group as well then, and I'll just delete the whole thing. Sarah has left the group.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I've tried to arrange something for today. I kind of did it without you knowing, but I thought it might be a special treat.
Right.
So you know Bumbaleo Wednesday, we do it because it's halfway through the week, downhill to the weekend.
Yeah, if you've never heard this before, we play Gypsy Kings Bumbaleo just because it's Wednesday and it's like hump day.
It happened once and it felt right on a Wednesday, so then we ended up playing it the next week and then there was a demand, now we do it every week.
Yeah.
But also it's half term.
Yeah.
But it's also the exact half term that's sort of halfway through the school. So it's a very special time. It's like halfway through the year.
Halfway through the school year
the
now.
The school year if you're in education.
Yeah.
Right? So I thought, well, this is an extra special one. So what I did is I sent emails around thinking that nothing would really come of it, saying, would you mind joining in playing the Gypsy Kings, Bumbaleo?
To who?
To various different radio stations. At this time, thinking, why don't we make it this massive thing, get everyone involved.
Right.
And I didn't really think anything would come of it, because I didn't properly explain what Bumbaleo Wednesday was, but it's apparent that on Radio 2 right now, Steve Wright's just dropped Bumbaleo.
Because you asked him to.
It can't be a coincidence. But loads of people are texting in saying, Bumbaleo Wednesday, it's on Radio 2.
Well, they've beat us to us. They've just done it before us.
That's the problem. And
they're stealing my moment.
Well, I worry what I've done is I've ruined it now by suggesting other radio stations do it.
Because they've done it before us.
And they, yes, the idea would be that we start. So apologies, Mills.
I'm getting loads of messages from people going, Steve Wright's just properly mugged you off.
What do you mean?
I'm not
even convinced Steve Wright properly will know what's going on.
No.
Or why he's playing Bumbaleo. But he's done it.
Jamie and Stoke, they're copying you. No, Chris asked them to do it.
I did, but this is backfired.
They played it first.
I know. Do you know what? I didn't specify any rules.
Right.
Okay. And this is why I should organise nothing.
Thanks very much, Steve Wright, for getting involved. Another second place to Bumbaleo on Radio 1.
Across the BBC.
I'm not ready.
No.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
He looked to me rather like the gay that style had forgot. What do you mean he likes quiche? Who likes quiche after 1988?
Yes! It's my favourite bit, that bit, though.
Bit of Judge Rinder there for you. Steve Wright on Radio 2 just nicked Bumbaleo off you. He says it makes him feel like midweek. You've really messed this up.
I know. This is bad.
Daniel, thank you for sending that in. Abby Brown is Bumbaleoing her way up to her birthday weekend. Nabil is Bumbaleoing.
Hi, Nabil.
Peter Smith, Bumbaleoing his bourbons off, having a biscuit in Glasgow.
Shout out Gaz in Kent, of course, Bumbaleoing his nut off as per.
Oh, there's loads today. Just Bumbaleoed prematurely, we've all done it. That's from Chris in Blackpool.
Bumbaleo!
Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
On blowing in a cosy one-bed studio apartment in York. That's Jack, the estate agent. Cosy, you mean like size of a cupboard, right?
I'm hearing BBC Three Counties Radio may have just bumbleaued as well.
Oh, wow.
Reports coming in, that might not... That's not confirmed.
Going global, mate. Terry, bumbleaued his van in Farnham. Bumbleaued. Lawrence is bumbleaued his moccasins off in the middle of the office in London. Johnny the Stonemason, bumbleaued his chisels off somewhere.
Clappy bit.
Clappy bit. Hard to clap in time with that. Wow. Reese from Shrewsbury says, I really needed this today. It's been a right week. Ruth in Canterbury, bumbleowing up the street with her headphones on, getting some really weird looks. Jonty is bumbleowing in Bath. Damon Eastley. Peter's bumbleowing his cabbages off in Newport. It's halfway through the week. Bumbleowing my embroidered bomber jacket off. That's Michael in Leicester. Thank you for all your messages today.
The
Scott Mills Daily. Enter Shikari, Anaesthetist on BBC Radio 1. That Years and Years track, which is also a spring-like tune, if it's nice where you are today. Years and Years, King. Also David Guetta, Emily Sandé and Ben Howard. Alice is on Real or No Real soon. Tomorrow, we've got another innuendo bingo for you. And I can't be any more Pacific than saying... I hate that. Than saying
no, normally
some people
you
off TOWIE.
Normally... Oh, good. Normally you don't say anything. You always say Pacific and then it winds people up.
Yeah, just wait for the emails and texts and tweets to come in.
You can't just say assorted TOWIE.
Why not?
So you're not sure yet.
Let's hope they turn up, eh? So this will be 1:45 tomorrow. Some people from The Only Way Is Essex. What?
Just doesn't sound right in this.
I'd watch that.
Okay.
I'm just picking the ones we want.
Are they hand-selected?
Hand-picked.
at some point, has someone come to you with a list and gone, I want that one, and that one. Be honest.
Yes.
Right, well, I'm interested to see who turns up tomorrow now.
Yeah. Some of them I didn't know them, so I just literally just closed my eyes and put the pen down.
Right, okay. Oh, it was eyes closed, was it?
So this is tomorrow, 1:45, TOWIE on bingo. Watch that, won't you? The Scott Mills Daily. If you haven't watched EastEnders from last night, turn away from the radio now. I'm about to talk about it. EastEnders, spoiler. Stop listening for 30 seconds. Maybe a bit more. That was Sia and Elastic Heart on Radio 1. Gonna have to catch up because there's loads of EastEnders this week. It's live week. There were two or three live scenes in EastEnders last night. Lots of people thought that Max, that's Jake Wood, fluffed his lines on the final live scene in EastEnders. But did he? Is he just an amazing actor? He was talking to Abby and loads of people thought he said... who killed Lucy, but he has now confirmed it was you killed Lucy. So you was the word there. Clarified by the actual actor himself, Max Branning, Jake Wood, legend.
Legend.
I saw him on Sunday.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't tell me who'd done it.
No.
He says it's not him, but then he would say that, wouldn't he? What if it is him and he was just bluffing me all along? I feel cheated. Also, Benedict Cumberbatch today, can't say that. Benedict Cumberbatch tried to change his name once because DJs can't say it on the radio. His agent convinced him the name would make him a star. He wanted to change it to Benedict Carlton, which is his grandfather's name. But the agent was like, stay with me, Cumberbatch, or make you a star. Meanwhile, over on Radio 2, I don't know what's going on. Steve Wright appears to have done Bumbleo Wednesday before us. Can you explain this, Chris? It's happened on Radio 2.
BBC Radio 2, this is Steve Wright in the afternoon. It's 2:45 almost. Coming up next, Gypsy Kings, Bambaleo.
Bambaleo! Oh no, the emails went wrong.
What did you send on email?
I tried to explain, well, I didn't really explain Bumbleo Wednesday properly, but said we'd like to make it a big thing for half term this week.
So you tried to get Radio 2 to do it as well because it's half term week?
I don't think he's understood it fully.
No. Well, as you're about to hear. doing it wrong.
Do you know, when I hear this, I always think, well, it's kind of halfway through the week.
That's it.
Yes.
It didn't even do the clappy bit. You need to really explain it to Steve before he does it again, I think. But thanks, Steve Wright on Radio 2 for taking part in our Radio 1 and 2 Bumbleo Wednesday half-term special.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Here she is. It's Alice Levine.
All right, here
All
she
right,
is. Not even invited.
You okay?
Yeah, I do miss doing this. It's good fun, isn't it?
It is fun. We like to do it every weekday afternoon. It's called Real or No Real. A selection of facts, some fictitious, some 100% true. Which is which, Alice Levine and Chris? Let's go.
Earlier this month, the Conservative Party held a fundraising auction in which you could bid to win dates with government ministers, including a shoe shopping trip with the Home Secretary, Theresa May.
Ooh.
£10.
What, so you go shoe shopping with the Home Secretary?
If you got this in, like, a birthday card, a voucher for that, how would you feel?
I don't know.
Theresa May's quite cool. I mean, she's like M in Bond. I always think.
You like Tez Mez?
Tez Mez!
Right.
Are you allowed to call her that, Scott? The Home Secretary, Tez Mez?
Yeah, why not?
Are you?
You just rang her, it's fine.
Basically on the same level as Mary Berry, we call her Mezbeth, so it's fine.
Same, same.
So it might be cheating ever so slightly, but it's happened. I've Googled Theresa May shoes.
Well, that is cheating.
to see if she has a sort of strong affiliation with it. Well, no, because...
It's only filtered images.
I can see some leopard shoes.
Yeah, it seems that there's various websites which just take pictures of her feet.
Have you seen a particularly offensive pair of shoes, Alice?
There's some horrendous ones.
Aren't there?
There are some quite 90s. Is it called a kitten heel?
Hello.
I mean, that's in harmony.
Those ones are quite racy for the Home Secretary.
What, the red slightly kinky ones?
No, not the red slightly kinky ones, the animal print.
Oh, Theresa.
Tesmas.
Miss May.
Miss May.
M. Oh,
M. So did the Conservative Party hold a fundraising auction where you could bid to win dates with various government ministers, not just Theresa?
Well, she's obviously got her thing. That's her affectation, jazzy shoes. But what do the others have?
Yeah, good point. What's Balls doing? Yeah, Ed Balls. What do you do with him?
I don't know. Bowling.
Bowling
with Balls.
Wasn't it the Conservative Party, though? Because you don't need to worry then.
Sorry, yes, just the Conservatives.
He's Labour baby cakes, so you're fine. There.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Real or no real?
No real.
I think no real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Other lots you could have bid for were the opportunity to go around to former Education Secretary Michael Gove's house and have a roast chicken dinner with him and his wife.
Oh, that's a bit of you, Alice. Is it not?
Oh,
and also,
yeah, if Gove wasn't there, I'd love it.
This is even better. Also the chance to do a 10-kilometre Ironman race with Ian Duncan Smith off of work and pensions.
I wonder how much that went for.
I don't know. How brilliant is that? Chicken dinner with Gove and his wife. Now, you know, often I get confused on this show.
Yes, this happens regularly.
Mm, especially with Real or No Real. I can't remember what's been on or not.
Well, we've said this before, haven't we? There are some things that, like, especially when I'm in the pub, I can't remember whether the Real or No Reals are actually Real or No Real when I say them again.
Mm-hmm.
That happens a fair bit. Or sometimes I'm not sure if I've just kind of made them up completely.
Exactly. I think I saw this fact on Twitter the other day.
Right.
And said that it had been on Real or No Real already, but it hasn't.
Right, hang on a second. So this Real or No Real is based on something you said yesterday.
Yes, which I claimed was true fact.
But might have just been you making it up.
Yeah, or something I saw on Twitter or something.
Right.
But it's never been on Real or No Real.
Okay, so in yesterday's show, you were just making up facts.
Possibly, yes.
And at one point, when you were telling me a story saying this is definitely true, actually now you're saying it might not have been.
Yeah.
So this is classic Mills.
Yeah.
Okay, let me guess. Is this when you were talking about French words yesterday?
Maybe.
Right, okay. Classic Mills.
This is the problem.
In France, they don't go LOL, they go MDR, which is short for mort de rire.
That would make sense, because why would it be LOL?
I know some French slang, and basically, when I did my French GCSE, you had to do an oral exam. And so basically you had to go in and pretend to speak French. You had to basically pretend you were French.
Yes.
And you had to speak French. You didn't have to pretend to speak French.
Well, you did. You went into the room. No English was spoken. And it was like
speaking
let's all
French.
Pretend. It was like, it was more acting.
Pretending to speak French would be blah, 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 blah. You actually spoke French.
Yes, you were just speaking French.
Yes, I had to go and pretend to be
no.
French.
No,
you were speaking French.
You weren't pretending to be French.
Oh, hello, I've got some onions.
No, but you got more marks for sounding authentic, didn't you?
But you didn't take in a fake French passport. You weren't pretending to be French.
I think we're talking semantics here.
I think you're talking nonsense. You were speaking French.
When you go in to talk only French to the person in the room...
Yes, that's speaking French.
It's a French exam.
So
to try and seem really authentic, before I went in, I learnt one piece of slang so that the person examining me was like, blimey, he knows his French. You
he knows how to pretend to be French, all right.
Yeah, like a genuine French person. Now, that bit of slang was baisse, right? So if you go in, if the top tip here, if you're doing your French exam, go in, say, wait for any question. You can answer it with anything. So how's the weather today? You say, the weather is, the weather at baisse, baisse.
By the way, the word weather is not the same, FYI.
And that abbreviation is a bit like lol. It's an abbreviation in French, and it works.
And what does it mean?
Not sure.
Oh, God. Don't tell people to say it in their exam, then.
Well, did you get an A in Franglais, by the way?
Got a B.
Oh, get
how?
In.
How?
Busy.
You just said the weather A. That was your...
What's the phrase again?
Baisse, baisse. Oh. It's slang and it's fine.
Oh, thanks for that.
Great, thanks.
But in France, instead of lol, do they go MDR?
Real.
I can't quite remember what that means from my French A level, that translation of morde. What was it? Morde rire. Yeah. Oh, dying laughing. Yeah, dying laughing. I'm going to say real.
That one is real. Yeah. Yes, it translates as dead from laughter.
Yes.
Try it on any French friends you might have next time you text them.
Will do.
So it was real after all, but it had just never been on Real or No Real.
That was a shambles, Mills.
Sorry. And finally on today's Real or No Real.
In Istanbul, they have vending machines for dogs. The dogs pay for treats by dropping empty plastic bottles into the base of the machine.
What is happening in the world? Why is the dog paying?
No, that's clever. So would this be to encourage the dog to pick up the litter? They then get rewarded by taking the litter to a bin. It's actually genius if this is real.
It's almost Pavlovian.
And if it's not real, I'm going to earn millions from this.
Pretty sure you can't patent it at this stage.
Although, I can.
Make a call.
What, so you think it's a great idea and if it's not actually real, you're going to do it?
I'm getting straight on the phone to Mrs. Mead.
She'll lap this up.
It kind of makes sense, though.
And other countries are way ahead of us in the vending machine stakes, because Japan can buy every other thing in Japan.
Yeah, but dogs can't.
Dogs can't, as a rule.
Yeah, you don't see a dog going up to a vending machine in Tokyo, do you?
No, not for the...
Rarely.
Putting some coins in.
Getting some underwear.
I was thinking of a hot ramen, but yes, okay, fine.
What's that? What's a hot ramen?
That's definitely one.
What's a hot ramen, Alice?
Oh, it's like a noodle soup.
Food.
Oh.
He's written it down. He's going to Google that later.
You can get undies as well.
You can,
yeah. but not for dogs.
No.
Dogs, imagine, like, dogs go put a plastic bottle in.
Yeah.
Just for some undies.
Okay, right, this is getting weird. So just answer the question, real or no real?
I really hope no real so I can be rich.
I think it's real because it's so ridiculous.
That one is real. Stray dogs and litter are both a problem on the streets of Istanbul, and a brilliant inventor has tried to solve both problems by making a machine which trains dogs to clean the streets.
That's so good. I'm looking at a picture of the machine at the moment. It's lol. It's like a proper vending machine.
It's MDR.
Dogs.
It's like a dog with his head in the bit where you'd usually get the Caramac out from. Who on the Caramac front, obviously, but...
But there's a man on the side there of the picture that I'm seeing trying to shake the thing for the dog as well. The dog hasn't worked out to shake the vending machine yet.
At the end of that round, real or no real?
I always lose to Alice. I got 20, she got 30.
Burn.
This is going really well for me of late. 2014 wasn't my year with real or no real, but I feel like 2015 champion.
You're smashing it up.
I really am. I feel good about life.
Thanks, Alice.
Yeah, thank you.
If you're a fan of TOWIE, you'll want to be on Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. Listen and watch at 1:45 because some of the cast are coming into play. Scott Mills.